Really excited about this week's podcast. Andy Ginn, renowned trainer, coach. He's kicked goals in Sydney. He's up on the Gold Coast. Move and a change of life. And we're going to talk about six pillars of an uncomplicated life, mate. So it's going to be an interesting one.
It's going to be a good one, guys. And I think you'll get a bit from it. You know, learn how to slow down and actually put some things together in your life that'll make, you know, your daily life a little bit better.
Well, let's have a chat about that.
Welcome to the Body Science Podcast, bringing you everything you need, want, and should know about health, fitness, nutrition, and training. As always, the information contained in this podcast is for the information purposes only and is not designed to diagnose or be prescriptive to treat, prevent, or manage any injury, disease, or other health-related condition. This podcast is brought to you by Calm Stress Support. Calm Stress Support is a product on a mission to help you find your calm and live life better. Six powerful herbs combine in effective therapeutic dosages designed to reduce the symptoms of stress and mild anxiety, soothe the nerves, calm the mind, and support general mental well-being. This revolutionary formula is all about assisting you in finding balance again. Calm Stress Support is the new lifestyle supplement by Body Science, formulated to be the new daily staple in your health and wellness routine that you just can't go without.
Welcome to Body Science HQ, the world of fit, happy, healthy. And today I'm going to add on, like I do each week, six pillars of an uncomplicated life with online coach Andy Ginn. How are you, mate?
Good, mate. Good to be here. How are you going?
Good. And the online coaching is a new thing for you.
It's a new thing full time.
Yeah.
So I've been working towards it for the last 10 years. Okay, now I've just taken the jump to fully online. The reason we've gone fully online is we can help a broader range of people.
Yep.
As opposed to being stuck with who's in front of you. You know, there's a great big wide world out there of people that just need a little bit of education to get better.
Yeah, and I think with COVID-19, we've all learned that online is the way to go.
100%.
If you're not online, you're not in the future, really, are you?
Absolutely. It's really brought that to light.
Yeah. So, mate, let's not muck around. Why should we talk to you about putting these six pillars together? Like, do you want to go through your pillars first and then look at what type of things could help me as somebody who's got some new goals? I've come out of COVID-19. I'm looking to change my life. I've been by myself a fair bit. So I'm not just talking make me physically better, or I'm talking about give me the package of physical and mental health here.
And 100% coming out of COVID-19, we've had all this time in isolation to view, listen, watch, whatever you want to call it, of all this big world of information out there. And we've also had the time to actually be like, oh, hell, like there's this great big wide world of, you know, movement and nutrition, the environment, our stress management, our sleep, our family life, our work life, that we haven't really stopped to have a look at.
Yep.
We've always been like work, family, everything else comes secondary or third down the line, and it's a long way down the line, right?
Yeah.
And now with this isolation that we've been through, we know now that there's a better way to live. Like, we don't need to work 20 hours a day. We don't need to have our kids go with someone else to their soccer game. Like, we can make the time to get there, okay? And in saying that, like I just said, with all this information, we've had a time to view it, but we haven't really been shown and or educated how to put it together.
And mate, so how should a coach come in here to work with these puzzles or these pieces of life to see how we can put that together? I mean, obviously you get access to people from first thing in the morning to last thing at night. Like, it's a big scope of hours when you talk about a coach and a trainer these days. It's not 9 to 5 like us office jocks. How do you help me with my work, family, exercise? You mentioned diet, stress, and sleep as well.
100%. Yep.
And they're your six pillars that you work on when you coach people, obviously.
It is indeed. That's our foundational pillars.
Yep.
That we want to try and get in line, okay, with it progressively over a period of 6 to 8 weeks. And if it takes longer, then that's fine as well. Yeah. And then the problem that we're faced with, like you say, how do we help someone like you that's a busy person? We don't overwhelm you. We add something simple that we do in the morning, okay, and then we spend a few days nailing that.
Yes.
And it could be as little as getting up at the same time. It could be having lemon or salt in your water first thing of the day, excuse me.
Yep.
And we get that consistent, okay? We don't need to be like, oh, I've got to have my lemon and salt, and then I've got to stretch, and then I've got to eat 6 egg whites and 4 cups of rice, and then I've got to get the kids to school. Yes, that's all well and good, but we all tend to, with that world of information, overload our senses, overload everything. We go great for 2 days and then we fall in a heap.
Yeah.
And we're all guilty of it. Like, it's me, you, it doesn't matter who you are. If you can't put a few little simple systems in place and build on these systems, you're going to go nowhere fast.
I made that. I really enjoyed that over COVID too. The ability to, we've been really busy at Body Science, but the ability to slow down and have a look at why you're doing things and what's around 100%. You and when you've got the chance to reassess what you really want to get out of life. It's been a great, for some people it's been terrible. Like if you're working in a gym or if you're working hospitality, it would have been putrid. Like I put that out there, I get that. But, you know, my kids have had more time with me at night and dinner. They've even cooked dinner. I've said this on 3 or 4 podcasts now because it's so special that those type of things have happened.
Absolutely,
to me.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm 51 now, you know, I'm not getting younger. I've just gone through my grandma passing away. So yeah. I've really had time to look at what's life about. So mate, let's not focus on me. Let's focus on your 6 pillars of an uncomplicated life. And I think that's a really thing to hang our hat on here. You're talking about an uncomplicated life.
100%. And that's like we keep talking about, people just overcomplicate things.
Yeah.
And we can nail this down to 6 simple pillars. Like we can remember 6 steps pretty much every day of the week. Like yep. If I gave you 6 random steps right now, probably in 5 minutes, you'd be like, I can remember those.
Mm.
And now if we build these into our daily life of, you know, movement, our eat quality foods and our nutrition, paying attention to our environment, yep. like not staying inside all day, our bedtime hygiene, our stress management, okay? And then also lastly, our mindset, which we all try and delve into.
Yeah.
Okay? And we all tend to fade away because we just try to do too much.
And you know, I've done a lot of mindset stuff with Luke, who wrote the book Stress Teflon. We've done yep. a heap of lives during COVID. He's been on some podcasts. I've done a lot with Dr. Craig Duncan, who works on monitoring us too. It isn't easy.
It's not. It takes practice, right?
It does. And that's exactly what it is. So let's go through this. Let's talk about your 6 pillars again. Movement. What? Why? And why is it number one?
Look, for me as a coach, as a physical coach, like emphasize enough, you know, for use of a better word, blood flow. Like yep. blood flow is life. Yep. The more blood we can move around our body in any way, shape or form, that just helps with everything from recovery to sleep to the way we digest our food to our stress management.
Yep.
To the way our mind works and healthy brain function. So if we can move blood, okay, every day, it doesn't have to be complicated.
Yep.
It can be simple as that 20-minute morning walk.
Yeah, go for a walk.
That we don't do because I've got to get the kids to school. I've got to go to school. Whereas
watching the news, just sitting on the couch watching news. Yeah.
Getting involved in COVID, thinking you know the answers when no one really does. And we've all
I'll
been
buy that
there.
Book if someone's got it.
And we've all been there, right? We've all been trying to dissect COVID.
Yep.
Introducing that daily movement and helping people understand why blood flow around the body is the basis of everything that we do.
So you do a lot with corporate guys, like big corporate guys.
We do, yeah.
In that movement part of your 6 pillars, what are you setting, apart from writing a program in the gym, because it's obvious you do that,
yep.
what are you setting for an executive or a busy human in relation to keeping their movement strategy right?
With the corporate guys, and especially now since COVID, before COVID, we had a really tough time getting people to get up during their workday to move.
Yep.
And now they know that we work in blocks. We know that 90-minute block that's the ceiling.
Yeah, okay.
And then with that 90-minute ceiling, we start to, production goes down, brain function goes down, which everything else suffers. And then yep. it's like we reach for the chocolate bar or the coffee. So rather than having to reach for that coffee for the up, we go to movement.
Yeah, nice.
Okay, and moving that blood helps promote, you know, fresh blood for the rest of the day, right?
Yeah, nice. Yep. Yeah, so okay. That's good. I like that.
We're not reaching for that coffee at 9:30 when we could be just going for a nice walk.
Yeah, grabbing a water or a body science collagen protein bar. I'm just going to throw it out there, mate.
They're great. I've smashed about 2 or 3.
Speaking of like collagen bars and in your life, heading to a bigger topic in nutrition. So you've got me working on 90-minute thought blocks to get up, move and keep myself mobile. You've already written a program for me. I get all that.
Yep.
So what are you doing? What are coaches doing with me now as that busy person with the nutrition side?
And nutrition, as you know, is like a massive part, right? But yeah. people really overthink it, but are undereducated.
Yes.
And once again, you know, there's so much information out there from really, really smart people. Like Harriet's so smart, yeah. delivers it perfectly. Okay.
But we rate the old Harriet Walker.
Because she's amazing, right? And she helps me out immensely with everything that I do. But, you know, outside the people that don't know Harriet, okay, and they don't work with someone that smart, they usually get overwhelmed with information.
Yeah.
It's like, here's your 5-day eating plan. Have at it.
Yeah.
With not much information. Okay. Like a macro breakdown, but who needs to know about a macro breakdown?
Yeah, exactly.
What you need to know is we wake up at 6 o'clock. Okay. We have our lemon, salt, and water. Or whatever you feel is best in the morning that yep. we talk about that suits your lifestyle. And then we build out your first meal. And that's it. Like it's simple as it goes. We build your first meal out. And just like our morning routine, we build that first meal out and we just stick at it until it's consistent, until you don't think about it. And it could take 3 days. It could take 7. We know that 21 days forms the habit, right?
Yep.
And when that's the second nature, then we add our next meal, okay? And then over the course of the 6 to 8 weeks or however long it takes, we've slowly built out this day of nutrition and eating and everything else that goes around it rather than—
Gee, I'm hungry.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. Exactly right. There's no right or wrongs in how you build it out, but we find if we build it out from the first meal of the day, and before long, you know the second meal of the day is there. Okay, then we've just added to it every second or third week or however long it takes you just to get a grasp on it.
Yeah.
And you don't feel overwhelmed. And we all know the old saying, like small bites eat elephant, right? And that's the big thing with these six pillars is that they're introduced slowly when you're ready for them.
Yeah.
Not that we let you sit back and be like, oh, not really ready yet. It's like, you might, if you need a kick in the bum, you need a kick in the bum.
Yeah, exactly.
And we all need one
from
every now and then. But with these guys, it's a set structure that we know works, okay, with incremental improvements each day, rather than trying to be the biggest and baddest guy in whatever field you're in from day one.
Yeah, gotcha. Nice work. So, mate, your number three is environment. And obviously, talking to the stress guys again too, that it's very much about having a healthy environment around you. But you're also saying get outside.
100%, 100%. And healthy environment around us, whether it be sleep hygiene, you know, even food hygiene, we've all heard these words before, and they're all great and they all work. But like I say, with a busy life, we tend to let them slide, and we're all guilty of it.
Our convenience jumps in very quickly.
100%, 100%. With our environment, what's best for our circadian rhythm, okay, to regenerate, make us feel good along with blood flow is sunlight.
Yep.
Okay. And us being here in Burley, lucky enough on the gold.
Oh, it's easy on the gold. It's easy in Australia, really.
You're right. It is easy in Australia. But it's not hard to find 15 minutes of sunlight, expose, you know, as much skin and a little bit on your eyes, you know, 15 minutes max of low-lying sun. We know that, get your kid off and get outside.
Yeah. Hey, it's not a bad way to live.
Absolutely.
So that's really important each day is to start, and probably one of those 90-minute blocks you're talking about, the movement, incorporate the two together.
100%.
That's what you set up as a coach. You make sure these things are happening.
That's right. And as we set them up, you'll find, like you just said, as we go through, they can all be done together, you know, rather than being like, oh, I've got to do this and then I've got to do this. No, it's like, right, my movement coincides with my environment, which, you know, we know that sunlight's going to recharge that mitochondria for us. We're going to sleep well, you know.
And I just might be having my second meal for the day at the same time.
There
you go. Gotcha, mate. And that's the important thing. Like, people can't see the big picture. You talk about six pillars and you said it's pretty easy to remember that. It's actually very difficult if you don't have someone to talk you through the process and keep you accountable. Luke Mathers, author of Stress Teflon. Today, we're going to talk about Calm Stress Support, a new tablet we've launched, mate. You've been a part of the development of that product.
Yeah, it's been great. It's been really good. I particularly like it on those times late at night when your head's rolling around and things are whizzing around your head and you can't quieten it down. A couple of Calm Stress Support at night and off you go, Zedland, here we come.
Yeah, nice. For me, it's in the morning. Get up, get that focus. Don't let all those incoming bad drive-in emails, I'd say bad boss, but don't talk about myself. For me, it's a morning product. I love it. I start every morning with it. So for me, it's definitely about that.
Yeah, just the fact that the science on it is amazing, how quickly it gets the cortisol down. Cortisol's there. You're meant to have cortisol. It's good stuff, but you don't want it there all day.
Anyone interested? Bodyscience.com.au. Check it out. Mate, your fourth pillar, which is an interesting one to come in at number four, is sleep.
That's right. People, they know they should sleep, all right? But as you probably know, being so busy yourself, like, sleep is tough.
Mm.
Sleep is a tough thing to come by, right? And if we put sleep higher up the chain there, we're going to toss and turn in bed and end up just getting the shits, basically.
Yeah.
Wrestle alligators, get out of bed, probably watch TV or scroll, you know, if you single swipe right a few times, I don't know. So the reason we put sleep where it is because movement, nutrition and some good sunlight, that's going to help us sleep that night.
Yeah, nice.
Rather than, like I said, put up higher up the list, we're going to struggle. And every time we struggle, human nature, it's like, you know what, this is too hard.
Yeah.
Next, let's go to something that's easier, like a pill.
Yeah. And that's not where we want to go long term. Purpose at the time when the doctor says, let's do it. But apart from that, mate, what are some of your bedtime hygiene strategies? Have you got any in play that you can share, or are they, yeah, it's good, Greg, join my program and I'll tell you all the ones you want to know.
Link in bio. Mate, I'm always happy to share. And that's what I find in our industry. It's not secret squirrel. Everyone knows it. And if you want a secret squirrel, then you probably need another profession.
Yeah.
You know, we're out there to educate and to help people.
Yeah.
We're not trying to hoard information and hoard clients. We're trying to make the world better. Okay. And that's I firmly believe that. And like I've said to you before, I cop a lot of flack for the way I approach things. But, you know, fuck it. That's how it is. You know,
you're always going to get haters, mate. Doesn't matter where they come from. It's just how you deal with it. So what's a couple of bedtime hygiene tips just for us people out here that are listening and going, this guy might have the magic pill.
You know, the magic pill that I find that helps everyone straight up is the blue light blockers.
Yeah.
Because we can say no screens before bed. We can say no light. We can do all these things, but like, you're busy. You need to check an email at 9 o'clock. It's not going to happen. And especially if like, this adds stress. Like ideally, we would like to build that, you know, 90 minutes of no screens before bed, but realistically, is it going to happen?
It's a tough, mate, I'm the complete opposite. I'm asleep. I sleep.
Are you?
But I need to turn on the dumb brain.
Yep.
And TV does that to me. As soon as I turn TV on, I fall asleep.
There you go.
And that's why I enjoy like Netflix on an iPad, because it turns off at the end of one. 20 yep. minutes later, it's off. I'm asleep. It's not like TV's roaring at 4 o'clock in the morning and I wake up to it.
Yep.
But for me, I am the complete different to all the advice that I'm given, that if I let my brain talk to me at night, as soon as I turn the TV on, I just have this thing in me that goes, turn on the dumb.
Yep.
And I just go, I'm going to suck this. And it's for me, I've never tried glasses though. So,
and saying that, like, and that's fine. And that's like you say, you're 51 years old and that's ingrained in you.
Yeah.
So, why would we change that? Why would I turn around and be like, no screens?
Yeah, exactly.
And that's not great advice.
Yeah. I'm not answering emails and doing that type of screen work. Yep. I'm talking lying on a pillow, looking at stupid TV, laughing myself to sleep because nothing they're doing is real.
The drill's coming out, pretty soon. But also with the blue, like I say, something as simple as the blue light blockers, our sleep quality will improve.
Yeah.
And as simple as that. You know, it doesn't need to be, like you say, you need the dumb brain on, but the dumb brain, just cutting that blue light out, getting us into a better, nicer, deeper sleep, we'll wake up feeling a little bit more refreshed. So when that 2 o'clock and the guy from the country walks in, you're not giving the nods on.
Yeah,
you're
like, exactly. Yeah.
You're high-fiving and fist bumping and within social distancing rules, obviously, you know.
Yeah, and it is about getting that deep sleep too. Like that's 100%. It's not going to sleep, it's getting the good deep sleep. So let's jump straight into after sleep, you've gone for stress management. So we've put this at number, what's that coming at? Number 5 in your 6 pillars. Like it would be very easy for somebody to go, well, let's make that first. But
100%.
Yeah, I want to hear your theories here as to why that's your 5th pillar.
Once again, working down the list, okay. If we put our stress management before sleep,
yep,
we're going to be trying too hard on our stress management and we won't sleep.
Exactly. Nice work. Yep.
Okay. And there's like, well, we're kind of canceling each other out there.
Yep.
Whereas stress management down the bottom, it will basically fall into line once the other pillars are in place and you'll find yourself not stressing over the small things so much. It'll still be there and we'll need to put a few little practices in place to handle that stress. But when that quality nutrition, that sunlight comes on your skin, you know, and we're sleeping well, the little things aren't going to worry us as much, right? We're not going to be like, oh, that person cut me off in traffic.
We're in a better position to handle.
These ones, we're in a better position to deal with that stress.
Yeah.
So then we can put that stress management plan or action or just little small rituals that we might do and we can feel ourselves getting a little bit anxious to work through. And we know, like, coming out of COVID, that anxiety in a lot of people went through the roof. None of us were immune to it because we're very controlling as human nature, right?
So absolutely. And mate, it's been long enough too for people to have the reverse anxiety coming back out of it where they do have to deal with people. They do have to go to meetings. They do have to get shoes on in the morning. They can't wear tracksuit pants and a nice shirt for a meeting like Nathan did today. It just doesn't happen. You know what I mean? You're back in the zone. So there's going to be this reverse, well, I don't know what it's called, but coming out of COVID, I think a lot of people are going to have that same mindset they had going into it where everything they thought the world was collapsing around them.
Yes.
All of a sudden they're going to walk out and go, well, hang on, there's some big buildings still here and I can't see any daylight.
Absolutely. And that was a massive driver. Like probably the greatest thing is that I was living in Sydney in the middle of COVID and we got shut down and that's fine. I'm not special. We're all in the same boat. But unlike a lot of people that were around me, I had the chance to head back to the country, head back to the farm and actually look at everything from outside just in.
Rediscover and have a reset.
100%. Yeah. And then sort of discover earlier that this is going to end. Mm. Like I had this conversation with you, I think the first week in.
Yep.
We're talking about, no, we need to look at helping these guys get out of this situation, not what we're going to do in it.
Yeah, exactly.
We spoke about, I think that was literally the first day of COVID, I think we had that conversation.
And you've done Facebook Lives on Body Science since, and mate, they've been huge. We've had lots of people commenting on how good they are.
We better get some more going soon, I think.
Yeah, well, I can only do what you guys do. You know, there's only so much quality in one Andy Gin in there.
Oh, whoa. sounds like I've just got sacked from Facebook Lives.
No, mate, can I tell you, people loved them.
Yeah, good.
People were all over it. It wasn't like you're trying to take something and be something. It was something people could do at home.
Correct.
You know, I was telling this story to someone the other day. I was walking down the beach one day and some guy yells out to me, Greg, and I've gone, how you going, Matty? And Matty's a physio.
Yep.
He goes, mate, Andy Gin is a legend. I've been so busy doing what I'm doing. I haven't been able to get to the gym because the gym's a shard and his own equipment and all the things. He goes, yep. I've been doing his programs because it makes me accountable.
Boom, there you go.
Yeah. And you know, like, mate, that's just huge. And we obviously, Griffith University took your programs on to dish out through their social network to all their athletes that were homebound as well. And Duncan Free, a good mate of ours, pulled a gold medal for Australia in the rowing at some stage in the Olympics as well. He's a bit of a hitter in my world. But, you know, he identified that as well. And he said, he runs the athlete program there. Can I get some of these videos out to athletes and stuff? So I just want people to know, like, you really helped body science during that process. Like, and it wasn't like it was a necessity or it was necessity for you. We had that chat and you said, you know, I really want to do this. And I went, let's do it. And it was huge. It was gold.
And it, like being a part of that and being able to provide that service during COVID to me, like that was great. I was doing my bit to try and help people out, you know, the best that I knew how. Like I wasn't, like you say, I wasn't trying to be someone else or a guru. I love movement. I love training. I love training well. And I just wanted people to feel that on the other end of the screen. Yeah. Like, you know what? We can get through this.
Yeah. And mate, it was awesome. And I guess that leads to your sixth pillar, which is mindset.
Absolutely. And that's why it's at the end, because like we spoke about at the start, mindset's the hardest one to master, right? You know, I've watched your podcast many times. And I'm like, oh, that's awesome. And that's awesome. It's one of those things that you're just always learning. Like we find a nutrition style that works for us.
Yep.
And we can work for that for a while. We find like a training style that works for us and we can work for that for a while. Mindset's different.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? It's just a big void that we just keep feeling and filling it, and we can always improve.
Yep.
No matter like if you wrote the Stref Teflon book or it's me. It's something we can always just add a little bit more to get a little bit better.
Absolutely. And mate, you've got a great mindset. I love it. It's something I've watched your videos every day on Facebook Live. It's been awesome. So mate, let's just talk a little bit about you. So you've just moved to the Gold Coast.
Yep.
What's your background?
Oh, it goes for a while. So I've been a coach now, professional coach for 20 years.
Yep.
So it's going great. I'm loving it. So my background is strength and conditioning coaching, and I love strength and conditioning, but I just find it gets you a point and stops.
Yep.
And I really make it a point to try and learn each year something new, something that's coming up, whether it be a new coaching course, a new nutrition-wise, that people are putting together.
Yep.
And I find that's probably where I thrive the most, is that with my strength and conditioning background, you know, we can add to it, like it's a note to dirty word at the moment, but the CrossFit background, you know, and the hit that's come through, and the guys that are doing really good stuff up here, and we can put all that together into that good movement space.
Yeah.
Rather than just going, no, we've got to stay on these lines, we stay in between these lines, and that's all we do. Having the ability to evolve and really help that gen pop out. So that's what I spent my last, I reckon, 15 years really refining, okay, and really nailing down what's going to help that gen pop person put all this together and be like fitter, happier, and healthier.
So where are you coaching online at the moment? Where's it all happening?
At the moment, I'm just doing all my business just through my Instagram. Okay, there's my link tree there. You can click on my link tree, grab free sample. There's a free workout, some free nutrition guides there as well, just to see what I'm about.
So what's your Instagram account?
Andy_gin. Not famous, so.
So those people out there that don't know how to spell that, it's Andy_GINN.
Spot on.
Because if you don't put two N's, you won't find it.
You'll find a lot of distilleries.
Possibly. Oh, wow. Yeah, I didn't even correlate that. I'm not a gin drinker. That's probably why it was Andy Rum. I would have been all over it. Moving forward, you're based on Gold Coast now?
Yeah, based in Burleigh.
Are you working out of any bricks and mortar?
I'm not at the moment.
Okay.
I'm not at the moment. Simple reason, I've just moved here. And like—
You're freshy like a week, isn't it?
I'm fresh meat.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Not even 10 days in.
Yeah, wow.
Like I just find if you commit to one place full time, you get stuck in the bubble.
Yep.
You know, and one thing that I haven't been able to do because I've been training so hard and studying so hard over the last 7 years of my life, that's taken precedence. So I haven't got the chance to get out to a lot of different gyms.
Okay.
And there's a lot of different gyms up here that I just want to go and do a drop in, you know, drop into some boxing or whatever HIIT class is running, you know, rather than just be stuck in my own little world, in my own little bubble, learning and then getting fitter.
Yeah, nice. You touched on CrossFit before because I know CrossFit's a big part of your life. And last week we did a podcast with someone who said CrossFit's probably dead because of some comments made by some people that, how do I put this nicely without being sued by anyone? Shouldn't have been said.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, let's just say it straight like that. The reality is though, that's changed now. There's new management CrossFit. You believe, like we were just talking about the insurance on that and the issue for trainers who are CrossFit trained versus Cert Form Fitness. And you said CrossFit's good?
CrossFit is good, yeah. So they've gone, and like I said to you guys walking in, a lot of people would love to see CrossFit dead, and that's fine.
Look,
you know, and
it's, you can say that for F45, you can say it for anything.
100%,
like it.
Yeah. But at the end of the day,
it's a tribe of people that love what they do.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a good tribe.
Yep.
And people really get muddled with the sport of CrossFit and the tribe of CrossFit. And so what they've done now is they've put someone new at the helm, you know, and he'll do a really good job. Like you can't get better forever.
Yeah.
You know, you need someone to level you up every now and then, whether it's something as bad as what happened there or it's as COVID, you know. It's having that level up is nothing but good for business. And if your business is great and you do have a good business, you're going to thrive, right? In which I feel CrossFit will thrive now. And it'll be a lot more inclusive than what it was in the past.
Well, it's open to change now, isn't it? Well, that's probably the big thing. I don't train CrossFit, but I love what it means to people who love CrossFit.
Absolutely.
And you can't take that away from the fitness industry. It has been a massive driver of a whole lot of sub-brands. They've taken the good bits and the bad bits out of everything we do. And, you know, CrossFit definitely in the history of what we do made a massive impact on the world of training.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it made a whole new world of training accessible for everyone, as well as saved a few sports too, like gymnastics and Olympic lifting were, you know, they weren't a big thing.
No.
Until sort of CrossFit became mainstream. Want to see my snatch? It's like, yes, I do.
Yeah.
And we knew what people were talking about, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So
are you a CrossFit coach?
I am, actually. Yeah.
So you've got CrossFit, because I'm trying to talk about you here. I'm struggling. It's like I'm feeling like the dentist pulling teeth here at the moment. So you're a CrossFit coach. You're an S&C coach.
Yeah.
What other, is there any other coaching attached there?
How long you got? We can run another 45 minutes.
We got a minute or two for you here.
So I've done my S&C, so Olympic lifting coach. I've done my CrossFit coach. Obviously my Cert 3 and 4.
Yep.
That was, all those are great, but through like Power Athlete, OPEX, Training Think Tank, CrossFit Football. I've done CrossFit Football because I love field sports.
Yep.
So we've been down that road. It just goes on and on. That's just a small list.
I might just, for those people that listen here, I'm like, oh, Andy's an online coach. I might look him up at Andy_GINN on Instagram and go, I might have a chat with this big dog.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the good thing about when we have a chat, it's a one-on-one chat.
Yeah, nice. Like
you click on, we have a two-message email thread and then we're on a call.
Yeah, okay.
And we're talking about you and what's going to make put your life together better, yep. Basically is how it is. And how I work with you guys is it's one-on-one. We're accountable every day. We're not like, oh, yeah, just hide in the back of a class, which is great. Classes are great. But for those people that really want to get it together, we have everything tailored exactly to you. Your nutrition, your training, your recovery, you know, all these six pillars is what we base our training and our relationship on.
Yep.
And then we build out from there.
And working with you, they can work out of any type of gym. It doesn't have to be any type of gym.
Yeah, absolutely. So we work together and it doesn't matter if you're in a 24-hour fitness gym. It doesn't matter if you do classes. It doesn't matter if you're working out of your own home. What we do is make it tailored or individualized right to your life.
Yeah, nice.
So what we find, as you probably know as well, like these things just get shuffled down the line. It's like, you know what? I've only got 20 minutes of a Wednesday to work out. It's like, great. We know what we're going to do there.
Yeah, exactly.
And you can't dodge it.
Yep.
And then what happens, we work together Wednesday night. I'll check my feed. And if you haven't worked out, I know. It's like, sweet. Well, what happened? And it's not like you feel guilty about not working. It's like, oh, the kids took over. I'm like, that's great. Okay. So we know that we need to build that in later in the week. Kids are going to take over Wednesday night. So we can't train that time. But what we can do is some breath work.
Yeah, nice.
And work on that stress management time. As we know, 5 minutes a day, we're pretty sweet there.
Yeah. Okay. Nice work. In wrapping up, what's the big plan and goal for you in 2021? Are we going to see some bricks and mortar?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Keep you posted there, but bricks and mortar are definitely on the cards.
Mm-hmm.
That will happen. Like I say, just getting around and looking around what's about, getting a feel for the place, go shopping for a bit of real estate.
Yeah, nice.
And then, you know, invest some money.
Where are you going to live?
I'm in Burley. I think I'll stay there.
Yeah, it's a good part of the world.
I'm like right on the beach.
It's a good part of the world. You make a big mistake going there first. You know that, don't you?
You reckon?
Yeah. It's very hard to move from those areas.
I don't want to. I'm happy there.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Justin Fincher, what brought you to the Gold Coast?
The lifestyle. Being able to live the lifestyle that I preach.
Yep.
Which is working around our six pillars.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than being in the hustle and bustle and the grind of a gloomy city. Okay, I've been there. I know how it works. Now I know how to put something together to help the people that are in that situation. And being removed and not being involved in that environment, you can look from the outside in.
Yeah, nice.
And then all of a sudden, because up here, we can do everything, right? We can surf in the morning, we can mountain bike in the afternoon. There's plenty of dive places up here. I love a dive. We can jump out of a plane. It's all on my doorstep.
You can get a park when you need it to.
Get a park. Can ride a bike without getting knocked off.
So that's Andy Jim. Look, 20 years in the industry.
20 years, yeah. Yeah,
coaching. So Andy's online. He's very much one-on-one, as you've heard. If anybody's looking to grab a coach, and it looks like it's a lot more than just a straight S&C, it's got six massive pillars wrapped around it. Get on board and contact Andy. Thanks for coming in, mate. That's really what I'm trying to get to in this sentence.
You got there in the end. Thanks very much for having me. It's the end. Good welcome to the Gold Coast.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for coming on board. Thanks for coming in to visit, and I'm sure we'll see a lot more of you now.
That's the plan.
Game over.
Cheers, mate.
Today's podcast was brought to you by our partners in Fit, Happy and Healthy, ASN, Nutrition Warehouse, DY Discount Vitamins, Fat Burners Only, Evelyn Fay, Mr. Supplement, or find a retailer online at bodyscience.com.au/retailers.